Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to the Rainbow Report on Belief. It was going to be a Rainbow Report on God, but unfortunately, God couldn't make it today. He's very, very busy over in the UK smiting Rupert Murdoch, and will be for some time. He apologises for not having got round to this sooner, but he's only just managed to get hold of and destroy the videotapes. But we do have a couple of his representatives on the show today to talk about belief. People believe all sorts of things, that the Earth is round, that it orbits the Sun, that Kylie Minogue can sing. These beliefs can be tested. We can do experiments to show they are, on the balance of probabilities at least, true. Today we're talking about the other kind of belief, the kind you can't test and you can't prove, the sort you have to take on trust, and the sort that sometimes conflicts with what appears to be the facts. For example, the Anglican Church is deeply divided on the gay issue. Broadly speaking, most of the white Western wing is ready to accept not just gay worshippers, but gay priests and bishops too, while the more evangelical and what I might call the ex-colonial churches in wilder places like Africa, Asia and Sydney are vehemently opposed. Joining me today in the studio is Father David Still, the vicar of St Agnes, Glen Huntly, who's had rather a tough hoe to row as a married man with six children taking over what was a very gay-friendly parish, and still is. He's an officer of Changing Attitude, the movement within the Anglican Church for greater acceptance of gays and lesbians. The Catholic Church is a little bit different. Probably our best-known Catholic priest in Melbourne, though not for much longer if the powers that be have their way, is Father Bob Maguire, Victorian of the Year, who's supposed to be retiring soon. But he's not awful keen on that. We'll talk to him about the inclusiveness or otherwise of his church, what he really meant about marrying same-sex couples, and why he wants to basically carry on till he drops. But do you really believe? When it comes to census time, lots of people tick the Anglican or the Catholic box, even though the last time they went to church was Granny's funeral or Cousin Beryl's wedding. Other than that, they never go near the place. Is that really practicing a religion? So should they tick the religious box, or should they tick no religion? My first guest today is from what you might call the opposite end of the belief spectrum. Jason Ball from the Atheist Foundation is also with me in the studio, and we'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, you can join in too, and here's how you do it.
You're listening to the Rainbow Report. Send us your thoughts. SMS 0427 Joy 949 or send your reports to 0427 569 949.
Yep, don't forget, we do like to get your SMSs, we do like to get your emails. Keep them coming in. Now, helping me out this morning is someone who's rapidly becoming a regular on this programme, Christina Antoniadis from Nichols Family Law. Good afternoon, Christina.
Hi, Doug. It's great to be here. Although I'm not sure I fit into this show, given I'm a lawyer and we're talking about God. I'm usually on the other scale of things, aren't I?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm sure you'll find plenty of things to get your lawyerly mind working. Anyway, the census is approaching, and one of the questions you'll be asked is, what is your religion? The answer could help determine how much taxpayers' money, that is your money, goes to religious organisations, and could be used to justify some of the special concessions and exemptions religious organisations hold, including, as we've just seen reinforced in Victoria, the right to discriminate against some groups like us. Jason Ball is from the Atheist Foundation, and they're urging us to be honest, as he puts it, and tick no religion. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, Doug.
So, surely some people would argue that even if they only go to church like a couple of times a year, you know, Christmas, Easter, and as the aforementioned Granny's funeral, they're still practicing their religion, so they should still tick the box.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. I mean, what the Atheist Foundation are trying to do in this campaign is really challenge people to think about what they do believe in, to think about whether or not they agree with the tenets and the dogmas of these institutions. I think, you know, if we look at the way that the census question is asked on religion, it reads, what is the person's religion? And we argue it's, you know, you could see that it's a leading question. It's assuming the person answering the question does have a religion. So I think you could argue that it's bias in favour of religion, but we understand that. I mean, the census has been around for a long time, and it was written in a time when I think everyone was religious. But in today's day and age, I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
Well, certainly, you know, even though I don't practice any kind of religion these days, I was brought up as an Anglican. And it was more or less automatic whenever one of these forms came round. If it said, what's your religion? I just sort of unthinkingly ticked the Anglican box because that's where I was baptised. That's where I was confirmed. I was, believe it or not, I was even head choir boy in my local church, you know, way back when. It's responsible for a lot of things that's happened to me since. Yeah, I was, I suppose, that kind of automatic Anglican you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, you know, I mean... If you look at the question, what we think it's asking is, what do you believe in? And so, you know, we really want to get people to think a lot about the question. I think if you look, you know, the last sentence, Australian 60% take some form of Christianity. But, you know, as you said, only 9% is the statistic that regularly attend church. And I think, you know, there is a big gap in there. And I think if you look at the sort of positions that churches as institutions and a lot of religious leaders are saying in today's society, it's a very conservative point of view. And I think if you look at the way that the census is used, it's used to inform government policy, it's used to inform government priorities. And I think if you look at, you know, the lack of progress we have had in the country when it comes to legalising gay marriage or, say, euthanasia and even the funding of education, I think you can see that religious lobby groups are having a big influence on our politicians.
And am I right in thinking that the census is still not going to ask you if you are gay or not? Is
no,
that right?
I don't think that's a question, no. Sexuality?
You know, apparently there are all kinds of... problems around the question?
Jason, just thinking, I mean, it's not as clear-cut as saying whether you are practicing or you're not practicing, in my view. I mean, I was baptised Catholic, mm-hmm. confirmed, went to a Catholic school and did all that. I'm not at a point where I say I don't believe in God and full stop, mm-hmm. but I'm not practicing. So where would you fall in those inner circumstances like that?
Well, I mean, it depends on whether you still consider yourself a Catholic, whether you believe in the tenets and dogmas of Catholicism. Would you tick Catholic? Or, I mean, we're not asking people to say that you're an atheist or that you're an agnostic. Mm. I think there is an yep. option to tick that's no religion, and that's why the fastest growing category there is.
You're a sort of legacy Catholic.
Oh, well, not anymore, actually. On the last census, yes, I was. But now with all of the exemptions and the discrimination, I am going to be ticking. I'm not practicing. Mm. But I mean, for people that are in my position where they're raised and born and there's that Catholic guilt about saying whether you are or you aren't, I think that's a big issue for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing we're trying to raise with the census campaign is joke answers. I think, you know, a lot of people put Jedi, and in terms of your listeners, there might be some people
Jedi, Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Or Sher or Kylie Minogue as their religion. And we want to raise awareness that the responses aren't actually taken in by the thing that they're counted as no response. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at the people that put those sort of answers, they probably don't take religion very seriously, but their response is actually having the opposite effect because it's helping the numbers of religion by not ticking no religion, which does get counted.
I want to bring Father David in here because he's got a rather fixed smile on his face across the other side of the table there. As far as you're concerned, you have a number of parishioners, as I well know, because I've been there myself, you know, who turn up maybe, in my case, for Dorothy's Day and perhaps at Christmas, and otherwise don't occupy your pews. Are you counting us as one of your congregation, as a practicing member, or not?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it's a really interesting conversation. For me, it's actually an issue of identity rather than whether or not you're specifically religious or you belong to a church or any other religion you can think of.
Sure.
Lots of the people I would see come through, you know, if I do a funeral or a wedding, not that I do a great deal of those because we're a fairly small congregation. Those who are outside the parish, there is a residual sense of identity about who they are and what's been important either to them at some point in their lives, or to their family, or it's important for them to have at least something of God in an important part of their life. And for the census, I think that's a similar sort of thing, where we have something of identity coming into the question.
Yeah, there's actually Scott has SMS'd in with something that I think plays straight into that. He said, maybe the question needs to change. I was a practicing Christian, and while I no longer believe or practice, I would struggle with ticking no religion on the form. We'll come back to Father David in just a moment.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.